I record you? Is that all right?
Oh,
is
yeah,
that all right with
fine,
him?
Fine, sure.
I'm really so excited to be here. Oh, tell me, this comes from Angie's garden. What is that? Is that rose geranium?
Is it geranium, verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Is it geranium? Yeah, that's a geranium plant.
It smells wonderful. Mm-hmm. It smells
mm-hmm.
like roses.
¿Lo puedes oler? Huele lo que es. Tiene como rosa.
Sí.
¿Eres geranium, verdad?
Sí.
Sí, es geranium. Mira, es geranium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a geranium plant.
Es geranio chiquito, los medios que quedan ahí.
It's part of the family of the geranium plant,
uh-huh.
But it's a small flower. It's not the, you know, you can see it's a little small.
Same kind,
yes.
A little more big on the flowers.
Yes.
You got some here.
You got some.
He's got some geranium, but it's the regular, the big flowered one.
Catalina says that you have a rose garden.
Well, mm-hmm. On the side of the house here, on the outside, that where you park your car.
Oh.
But the kids come by, you know, because the high school's here, and then there's the elementary, junior high school. And the kids come by, and they just pull on them.
Instead of,
in the morning, like when I go to work, I see all these roses and petals on the floor, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you want to plant that?
No.
Because if you plant that, what you do is... ¿Se corta aquí, verdad?
No. Just a little bit to point.
Just a little bit of the root, and you can plant that.
Just come up.
Oh, because this isn't a root. This is
but you can still plant. It'll still grow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Did you get a bundle of paquita?
If you want, he'll put it in a little plant in a plant for you, and then when
that would be just lovely.
I'll put it in one.
Oh, wonderful!
You did a lot of little cuttings.
I want to start with and if you can say them to him in Spanish I want to know where you were born and who your parents were, your mother and father.
Mi papá se llamaba Cecilio.
¿Cecilio?
Y mi mamá se llamaba Maura.
¿Maura?
Nació en México. Yo nací en una hacienda que se llamaba El Maluco.
¿Mi abuelito se llamaba Cecilio?
Sí.
His father's name was Cecilio. And my grandmother's name was Maura.
Oh.
¿Era Maura Sánchez?
Mara Sánchez.
Martínez. ¿Quién fue Sánchez? ¿Quién ha habido unos Sánchez en la familia? Mara Martínez was his mother.
Mm-hmm.
His father's name was
Cecilio.
¿Y nacido en ellos fueron nacidos en México? ¿En la capital?
No.
En Puruandio. They were both parents were born in a town called Puruandio, which was like a hacienda type, like a ranch, a small village, what it was.
Yeah.
Everybody worked on this one, like a ranch, everybody worked there. ¿Tú naciste también ahí?
Where was this? What?
In Mexico, in el estado de Michoacán? In the state of Michoacán.
Uh-huh.
¿Y tú naciste ahí también en rancho? ¿En Puruandio?
Yo nací en la se llamaba El Maluco.
¿El Maluco? ¿De dónde fuera?
Estado de Michoacán.
¿En Michoacán? He was born in a little town called Maluco, which was in the state of the same state.
Una
hacienda. En a big hacienda, in a big
ranch. ¿Qué es hacienda mean? Like a ranch?
Es como una hacienda, es como un rancho, ¿verdad? Donde todos trabajan.
Sí, como el rancho de Luis.
Yeah, like the Bixby Ranch where everybody came and worked on that land.
Yes, uh-huh. And was it owned by somebody, or did all the people own it together?
¿Era tenía dueño? ¿Era un dueño o eran?
Era un puro dueño.
Un dueño, pero
todos
trabajaban
por él.
They had one owner.
Así como trabajaban aquí los belgas con él, dice.
Oh, and remember how the Belgium, the Wadis and all them, how they worked for your grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way they worked. They had like little plots of land, but they had one owner.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody did their work.
I see. Who was the owner?
¿No te acuerdas tú cómo se llamaba el donde vivían, donde naciste tú?
El Maluco.
Sí.
¿Cómo se llamaba?
El dueño, el mero grande ahí.
No? You can't recall the name of him.
How many brothers and sisters?
¿Cuántos hermanos y hermanas?
Eran siete.
¿Siete y cuántas mujeres?
Hermanos nomás tenía uno.
¿Un hermano y seis hermanas? Sí. One brother, six sisters.
Sí. And was he the oldest, no, the youngest?
¿Dónde eras tú el mayor? No, mi tía María era la mayor, ¿verdad?
No, sisters.
Sisters, y luego mi tía María, y luego...
Y la Amada era la mayor. Y esta, mi María, Margarita, Carmen, Ancha,
yo. ¿Tú eres el más chico?
No, Carmen era el más chico.
¿Carmen? Oh. His sister Carmen was the youngest, he was next to the youngest.
Uh-huh. And how old was he when he left Mexico?
Cuando te viste a los Estados Unidos de México, ¿cuántos años tenías?
19 años.
19 years.
What led to your coming up decision to come to California?
¿Y por qué te viniste acá para los Estados Unidos aquí en California?
Porque estaba mi hermana y mi papá.
¿Y el por trabajo también? ¿Por el trabajo?
Sí, pero...
¿Era tu... ¿Quién era que estaba aquí?
Sí, esto es mi hermano.
¿Y...?
Mi papá.
Oh. His father and his older brother, Sistos, were living here already. They had come up, so work was hard to come by, and so he decided to come up and see what it was all about. Uh-huh.
And what was your first job here in California?
¿Qué fue el primer trabajo que tuviste aquí en California?
El cemento.
¿En una compañía de cemento?
Una compañía de cemento.
¿En Santana?
En Santana.
He worked for a concrete company. Era poniendo calles, ¿verdad?
Mm.
Yeah, paving streets.
Mm.
The old concrete roads that they used to put in.
Yeah. This was in Santa Ana?
In Santa Ana. Yeah. Yeah. ¿Y no te acuerdas cómo se llama la compañía?
And, how much was he paid for that?
¿No te acuerdas cuánto pagaban en ese tiempo para...?
Nosotros ganábamos 5 pesos, pero nos quedábamos más.
¿El día?
Al día.
$5 a day. Mm-hmm. So they started out at.
Mm-hmm. So. The high. The other half, $3.50.
$3.50?
Yeah. The highest
pay
for
$5. $6 a month. All in the cement, it was 5-6 men. That's got the pay a little more high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you get $3.50 or $5?
Mm-hmm.
¿Cuánto agarrabas tú? ¿5?
Cinco.
Five. Uh-huh. And he says they had two scales, wages, $5 and $3.50. And he got $5, but the ones who used to kind of do just kind of repair work were the lowest paid at $3.50. But he used to help lay down the concrete on the road.
Yeah.
And that's, they were the highest paid.
Uh-huh. And then how did you get to Rancho Los Alamitos? How did that happen that you came there?
I live in Santana, next to the house of my brother. He lived Father Emilio Reyes.
Mm-hmm. ¿Era un padre?
El papá de Emilio. Emilio Reyes is the foreman of the ranch.
Emilio Reyes was foreman of the ranch, and his father lived next door to where they lived and told him about the ranch.
Was this after his concrete job?
Era después que trabajaste con el cemento, ¿verdad?
Sí, después.
Yes.
And did he have any other job after that, before coming to
antes
the
antes de venir al rancho, ¿trabajaste con otra compañía o del cemento directamente al rancho?
No, trabajé en el cemento y en la compañía del azúcar. En la sugar company.
Antes que viniste al rancho, he worked for a sugar company before, prior to coming to the ranch.
Uh-huh.
¿Cuánto duraste ahí?
Nomás dos corridas, dos años.
2 years with the sugar company.
Mm-hmm.
And
where
first,
was that?
Yes, about 5 months or so, you know.
Uh-huh.
When I finished the close the company,
yeah,
everybody quit.
Yeah.
And next year, call them up. Everybody, all men come.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
¿eso era Santana? ¿Era Santana?
Santana, mm-hmm. Del Cayo.
Del Cayo.
And then his Emilio Reyes, let's see, was the foreman of the ranch, and he was, how do you say that again? He was his father lived next to
where they moved.
All right.
Where they were
yeah.
living.
Yes. And so then he told...
He told my father about the ranch.
Y Emilio, Emilio iba para allá con mi compadre Bonifacio, que era el ordeñador en el rancho.
Bonifacio, ¿cómo se llama?
López.
Bonifacio López was the one who used to do the milking. And they used to go visit quite a bit over there.
Oh, Jesus went over to the ranch
no,
to visit?
No, the era compadre tuyo?
Era cuñado.
Cuñado, como era hermano o esposo de tu hermana? Oh, he married my sister, my dad's sister, my aunt. ¿Cuál, Carmen?
No,
María.
María. Bonifacio López married
María,
her sister.
Right.
And Bonifacio worked on the ranch?
He was a milkman.
He was a milkman.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what year did you first come to the ranch?
El primer año que trabajaste ahí en el rancho?
1925.
El 30 de agosto, el 31 de agosto.
1925.
August 31st, 1925.
And when I came in the ranch, the foreman, Mr. Henry Walker.
Henry Walker was the foreman?
The foreman, cuando yo vine al rancho.
Oh, when he started working, Henry Foreman had become the foreman.
After
Henry Walker was a foreman.
After Mr. Henry, come on the Paul Grange.
Paul the Grange, yes. Yeah. He came in 26, I think.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
After Mr. come on Pete Neeson.
Yes, Pete Neeson was the watchman. He wasn't the foreman, I don't think. He was the foreman for a while, yeah.
But 1 year.
One year.
Mm-hmm. That nobody like it, you know what, he don't like to talk.
He doesn't like to talk.
He didn't like to talk.
After Pete, coming Henry Cox.
Henry Cox.
I remember him.
After Henry Cox.
How long was Henry there?
¿Cuántos años tenía Henry ahí trabajando? ¿Antes de mayordomo? Sí.
No sé, pero siempre duró tiempo. De mayordomo más duró unos 2 años.
He worked there for a long time, but he was only a foreman for about 2 years. This was Henry.
After Henry Cox, Don Aiken
was the next other
foreman too.
I thought Don was the horse breaker.
He was, but he was a foreman at one time too.
Oh, I see. A lot of foremen.
Yeah.
I looked at my kid calling the ducks.
Doug Tarbell.
Doug
Tarbell.
Tarbell.
Yeah, I remember him. I was working there during the summer when he was there.
He was 11 after that.
Mr. Jewett.
Mr. Little guy, he came in the other name.
Yes.
Mr.
Jewett.
Jewett.
Jewett, yes. Yeah.
No more foreman. I tell
you,
I work in the caterpillar, work in the field, work in clean the ranch, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I make it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, that's wonderful to know all of those different farming. Your memory is terrific. You remember so much.
You remember a lot, quite a bit.
Oh, it's marvelous. How much were you paid when you first... No, first of all, what kind of work did you do when you first came to the ranch in 1925?
Oh, clean up the barn, feed the horses, feed the steers. Sometimes we're going to make some fence in the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we come in.
What?
75 a mess.
75
a month.
A month.
A month, uh-huh. And this was in 1925?
1925. 1925.
That's the first year he worked there. Clean up the barn, feed the horses and
cattle.
And cattle.
And mend the fences.
Mend the fences. When did you start driving the tractor?
¿Cuándo te empezaste a manejar las carretillas y los tractores?
No, como el 50. No, carretillas todo el tiempo desde cuando.
¿Era puro caballos? Antes, he didn't start driving the tractors until about 1950 because most of the time they used horses. I can remember the old discs and plows and.
And so did my grandfather continue to use the horse-drawn farm equipment even after tractors came in?
después que tuvieron los motores de carretera y todavía usaban caballos.
Oh, sí.
¿Todavía?
Sí, no había más que un tractor de ruedas. Era lo que había ahí en el rancho. Las carapilas ya vinieron acá y muy bien.
Yeah, they had one tractor. And they used mainly horses on them.
No trabajaban. Gabriel, con caballos. Han montado. Había como cuatro tireros.
There used to be about four men who did most of it with horses, you know.
Four, like teamsters?
Yeah.
Were you a teamster?
Tú eras uno de los que andaba con los caballos.
A veces, no todo el tiempo, porque yo tenía mucho trabajo para hacer cercos.
Oh, he did mainly mending the fences.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he very seldom went out with the horses out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
His job was mainly to mend the fences.
My mother told me that each man had responsibility for a certain team, feeding it and driving it and...
Yeah, he said there was four men that generally...
Four men who were named the Teamsters.
Right. Remember Gabe
Santana? Gabriel, yeah, Santayana. And who were the others?
¿Te acuerdas tú quiénes eran otros que trabajaban ahí? Sí, pero ¿no te acuerdas de los otros trabajadores? No. He said there were so many that came and went, you know, he doesn't even know who... His game stayed there until the end.
Yeah. How many men altogether worked there when you were there?
When he first started, or cuando empezó a trabajar ahí en el rancho, ¿cuántos trabajaban allí?
Hoy iba a trabajar con más de 10 hombres, 10 o 12. Unos haciendo leña, los cortamos a
carne. It was about 10 or 12, he says. They each had jobs, like some, you know, was like chopping the wood and cortando el zacate,
y juntándolo para las para ganado ahí, y haciendo leña.
They had guys who did. Do you remember the old eucalyptus grove?
They
used to cut the wood, and then they went up there and they split it and everything for the fire, because that's the way everything was used, fire, wood. And he said that, you know, they had took a couple men to do that each day to keep up the supply.
Two men every day to
do
that? Yeah. Cuando empezaron el golfo, yo fui a tumbar todos los árboles, toda la leña, toda la pasadina, para Dana Point. Cuando acá se tenía la cartelina en el verano, Balboa también.
He was just mentioning that when they built the golf course, when they knocked down the eucalyptus grove, he was saying that he remembers how they split up the wood for your mother's home in Pasadena. And it was Balboa, Newport, Dana Point.
How many hours a day did you
work? ¿Cuántas horas al día trabajaban ahí?
10.
10? 10 hours a day.
And how many days a week?
Durante 7 días.
¿Todas las semanas?
7 days a week. Because I remember when I was a kid, he had to get up early in the morning to go feed the horses and the cattle. I remember I used to go with him.
I work in the Sunday too.
On Sunday too?
Yeah, the horses I feed.
No, I feed the horses. Oh. You feed the cows sometimes. You got 300-400 steers.
300-400 steers?
You feed them up in the ridge.
How would you feed them?
¿Cómo los daban?
Sacarte molido.
¿Y era cuando conectabas el caballo al carrito chiquito? Oh, I remember, and just asking about, because I remember there was a small wagon, and he used to hook up a horse to it, and they would grind up the hay, and they would mix it with beef pulp and barley and all that, and then they'd spread it out on the, in what I don't know what you call them, the troughs or whatever, and then they would pour molasses over them.
Yum.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You know when they coming over there, what's the name there? Deborah?
Deborah?
No. Bob?
Bobby.
Bobby and Johnny?
Bobby. Every time they coming over there, help me.
They used to like to go over there. I remember
you
doing this stuff
too.
Yes, I remember.
I was born all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. How did you meet your wife?
¿Cómo conociste a mi mamá?
¿Cómo la conocí? Nosotros estábamos muy chiquillos, vivíamos cerquita de ahí en México.
We knew her as kids. They grew up together. He knew her.
Oh, she came from the same.
Era del mismo pueblo, yeah, the same place. Oh. They grew up together. Mm-hmm. ¿Y se casaron aquí en los Estados Unidos?
Sí, yo me vine y después se vinieron ellos también.
Oh. When he came, her family followed. They came up also. Because they had lived in the same, more or less, in the town. So a lot of people, they found out people were coming up, they'd kind of come up too. And there was a lot of them that came up, and they more or less settled in the same area.
How old were you and she when you got married?
Cuando se casaron, ¿cuántos años tenía?
23 años.
¿Y mi mamá?
Ella tenía, pues, un año menos que yo.
He was 23 and she just turned 22.
Mm-hmm.
Describe to me a typical work day on the ranch from start to finish, and he should do it in Spanish because I want to.
De un día típico de día en el rancho trabajando, y cuando empezamos en la mañana a la tarde.
Starting from when he gets up in the morning, what he eats, and.
Como que como la mañana antes de ir a trabajar, como que quieres saber lo que como que comías, lo que hacías un día, tú sabes, como una historia de los días.
Huevos fritos.
Yes. Fried eggs in the morning for breakfast.
What time?
¿A qué horas?
Como a las 6.
6.
Mm-hmm.
¿Y luego empezabas a trabajar a qué horas? ¿A las 7?
Sí, trabajaba a las 7. No podía trabajar nomás en cuanto llegaba, yo no tenía horas.
He didn't have any set hours. He would, when he finished breakfast, he would go and help because sometimes it would be short.
Well, the same, sometimes I got something over there or by the town or something.
Yeah.
I think any time we can go.
Yeah, because your grandfather,
you give an order for the foreman. And then we want to sometimes go to town, sometimes go to somebody.
Okay. See, they would go in, they had no set hours to work, but they were allowed, if they had business to attend to during the day or something, the grandfather would say, you know, it's all right, they go on, take their time and whatever.
Uh-huh.
So.
Like if he had to go into town.
Well, the same thing. Sometimes me and some help you or something over in the ranch, you come in over there and go to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, what would he eat every day for breakfast? And then where would he go after breakfast?
¿Ibas a la casa a comer, verdad, mi hija?
Sí, yo ya en la
casa. Oh, he would go home at noon, mm-hmm. You know, because they live right down the ranch.
A veces veníamos y a veces no, porque acuérdense que a veces andaba en Santana, ahí en el cañón de Santana.
Oh.
Y sometimes when they're standing in the canyon too.
And they would take their lunch.
They would make some trees or make some wood or sometimes put the water in there and help Ralph over there.
Yeah.
Remember Ralph Peralta?
Oh, yes, I do.
He used to run the shore branch.
Yeah.
A lot of times they would go down there and cut wood or help him irrigate. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
How would they irrigate?
Para echar agua allá en el rancho que tenían pompa.
¿Dónde?
Ahí en el short.
Oh, sí, dos pompas. Para el agua.
Para el agua. They used to have pumps there on the ranch to irrigate.
On the shore, man?
On the shore, yeah.
What about on the Alamitas? How did they irrigate?
En el rancho, los Alamitas ahí en
el rancho estaba la pompa allá para el lado de aquel lado de allá. También el pozo grande.
Oh, la que estaba allí donde los filipinos tenían los rabanitos, ¿sabes? They had the, below, remember the driveway that went to 7th Street?
Yeah.
The main driveway, to the left of it was a main pump. And of course they had piped water into the different areas.
Uh-huh.
That's the old artesian well there.
Yeah, there were several artesian wells.
I think that was the biggest one right there.
Right
in
there.
In fact, that one was used until the early 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Until the salt water started coming in, and then they capped it.
That was by the Indian Spring there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there a big water tank standing by the stallion barn?
Había tanque de agua ahí donde estaban los caballos.
Había un tanque.
Uno, dos. ¿No había dos? ¿O hicieron?
No. El tanque estaba grande, estaba la pompa. Ese era automático, era el que tenía ahí. Y había otro. Enfrente ahí la caballerita, un tanque de
agua. Se cayó, ¿verdad? They used to have one tank by the pump, one in front of the stallion barn, and that one later fell, temblor.
Sí.
En el, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y lo, es cuando hicieron el otro enseguida. Mm-hmm. And then right across the little driveway right there is when they made that other one. They made, there was another one standing there. They built another one right next to it.
A water tank? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Near the big barn?
Yeah, right across from the big barn.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let's see. So then, let's see, come home for lunch. What would you eat for lunch?
Como familia que comían. ¿Qué era lo que hacían para comer?
Frijoles, papas.
The main staples, beans and like potatoes.
Conejo, gallina.
En la semana? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'd have some rabbit or some chicken during mm-hmm. the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had like a little garden in back of the house
yeah.
there.
We raised, we used to have rabbits and we used to have a chicken pen. I remember my dad, when we were a kid, made a little pond for some ducks. And it used to be a big thing because ducks, to see them swimming, you know, the little thing right here. But I remember we used to have our chickens, we used to feed them all the time, mm-hmm. the rabbits.
Where did he go to school?
¿Fuiste a la escuela?
Yo no.
Aquí no, en México.
En México, sí.
En México, sí. ¿De qué era?
Aproximadamente de unos 10 a 8 años.
He went to school about when he was about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And they just learned the basics, reading and writing, and that was
mm-hmm.
that was it. They didn't really have a curriculum type thing.
No.
You know, the schools mainly were like in the ranch there. They were small, just to teach the kids.
So then he's been working since he was a little boy, mm-hmm. is that correct?
Yeah, ¿Como de qué edad empezaste a trabajar tú? Como desde que estabas. No, pero cuando estabas yo, estabas en México.
Como unos 14 años empecé a
contar
a los chiles, contar a los camotes, yo no trabajaba por otro. Nunca trabajé por nadie.
How long did he go to school in Mexico?
¿Viste la escuela como por cuántos años?
Como un año, ¿no?
¿Como un año? About one year.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell me your wife's name? What was her
Maria
name?
Maria Asuncion.
Maria Asuncion. Was her Martinez is her last name or not? No.
¿Cómo se llamaba? Alvarado.
Alvarado. Maria
Asuncion Alvarado.
Asuncion Alvarado. Uh-huh. But she was called Asuncion, wasn't she?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how did I understand from several people that I've interviewed that the people down there on Palos Verdes made their own beer. Did
his wife
make
his own beer?
Hacían su cerveza
ustedes? Sí. Sí?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, one time Mr. Lee told me, "Hey, Jesus, you want cerveza?" Yeah. And somebody told me, "No por vender, no por selling."
Oh, no, don't sell.
No, just for me.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He used to tell that, you know, he had heard that they used to make beer, but
not to sell, because that would be illegal.
Yeah.
Everybody makes themselves. All the villages, Oscar, Joaquin,
yes.
They all used to make their own beer.
Oh. Everybody makes some beer.
Was this because of prohibition or because it was better made?
Era, era porque era más barato para hacerse o por la
no había
la prohibición.
No había licor.
Yeah, prohibition liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
for prohibition.
Yeah, right. Well, close. Yeah. It's opened the liquor when Mr. Roosevelt.
So how many years was prohibition that was, I'll have to look that up, but it was a number of years in there that you made your own beer.
¿Y por como cuántos años hacían la cerveza?
Yo no más estoy haciendo como un año.
¿Un año? He said he made beer for about a year.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you could help answer this question. What does your family do in their leisure time, what leisure time you had.
Well, like on Sundays, the family, we had relatives that used to come over all the time. And
where would they come from?
They come from Santa Ana, Placencia, Wilmington. And every year, in August, for my mother's birthday, and in October for my dad's birthday. Era, ¿cuándo hacía la barbacoa? ¿En octubre? Yo. Cada año, ¿te acuerdas cuando venía toda la familia ahí?
En octubre.
We used to have a big get-together for family, get-together for my mom's birthday, but the main one was for my dad's birthday in October the 15th, when he used to make a barbecue, you know, pit barbecue. And when everybody heard about the pit barbecue, we used to have our relatives from San Bernardino Riverside used to come down.
How many?
Oh, I wish I had thought of this sooner. I would have taken a film. I don't even know where they're at. I have a film of one of the parties that we had at the house. When I went in the service in 1958, my father gave me a party at the house, and Mr. Jewett was there, and they had a barbecue, and they had a lot of the people came. And it was on the ranch, on the first house up on the top. Yeah. Remember where Red Stevens and that
Red
first
Stevens.
House? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you didn't live there at first.
No, we lived about, let's see, it was one.